Good Monday, one and all. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Monday is the day that we sit and discuss the latest business news from someone who knows about business news in our community. His name is Eric Carlson, and he is the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. Good day to you.
Good day, Alan. How are you?
First of all, let's talk about something else that has just happened in terms of downtown development. There's a particular block in Lexington that is slated for some activity.
Yeah, no, not that one. Not Center Point, but at the confluence of Vine and Main Streets on the east side of downtown, where there initially had been planned a CVS back in 2010 to be built, and that block was leveled that had a florist and a tailor on the site and a bank, and has been sitting empty since then after the CVS fell through because of some problems with underground utilities on the site. And it was announced that the city's parking authority is going to go ahead and bond to build a parking garage on the site, a 150 to 162 space parking garage that will allow for a mixed-use development of about 15 to 18,000 square feet of retail on the first floor, and then three or four more floors on top of that for residential. And the hope is that the parking garage that will be built there is definitely going to serve more than just that complex so that other development can happen there in the area.
You mentioned other development. What do you see sort of cropping up around that block?
Well, right across the street from there is the complex that has had Avio, Bar Lexington, the new short-lived Dame, and is currently a couple of different bars in there now. And that's a building that has been kind of off and on the market again, and I believe with the ability to have parking there, that's something that could be attractive to be picked up.
On the other side of town, there's a shopping area that is slated for some improvements as well.
Yeah, we've been seeing a lot of work done at what's now called the Square for a long, long time. It's been known as Victorian Square. And a part of that, the most popular thing that's gone in the last few years is the Visitor Center that was opened by the Lexington Convention and Visitors Bureau, now called Visit Lex. Got an interview with Jim Browder, who talks about the possibility that they may end up moving the Visitor Center, though they have a lease for another 3 years on the spot there at the Square. And so that's all stuff that's yet to play out.
Now, turning to maybe a downtown that we really haven't seen or heard much about, and that would be about Paris.
Yeah, it's a wonderful time to be in Paris, Kentucky, it turns out, right now. Three new businesses that have come into the downtown there since the area has gone to allow alcohol sales. There's a bourbon distillery that's getting ready to get its licensing and start distilling on Main Street. There's a place called Rooster Brewing, which is a microbrewery on the street, and as well as a multifaceted complex called Bourbon, which is a quite an expensive fit-up that's going to be a little bit of everything in downtown Paris.
What accounts for all of this activity here of late?
I think there's a desire to make it something like a midway. Bourbon County has been a very affluent county around Lexington, and it's got people that now have the ability to go ahead and open things that would be in demand in their downtown so that residents don't have to travel into Lexington, even though Paris Pike's a beautiful drive. They're hoping now to attract some people to come up from Lexington instead of people from Paris to come down here.
Okay, finally, it's Derby week. Who you got?
I know whoever I pick will lose.
So remind me not which horse you're taking, and I'll make sure that that's not the one I take.
Yeah, bet against me because you have a better chance of winning that way.
Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest again on BizLex Chat. Thanks again.
Thank you.